Leslie?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. I guess I should use the mic because you're taping it. I have to say I'm absolutely overwhelmed. I had expected maybe 6 people here. And I guess the having food available is always, no, always brings out the students. No, Stephanie's done a great job. But it's great to see other people, fellows, fellow masters, our staff, and just general representation of the Students Council here at STONG particularly. I can't tell you which of the folks here are Calumet and STONG because I couldn't recognize you, I'm afraid. When I was told to do a 10-minute presentation, I thought to myself, well, I could probably pull out my book on achieving student success and do a lot of theorizing and talking about what the literature talks about in terms of student development, student success theories, because there is a whole body of knowledge out there around student success in the literature and how they are successful within Canadian universities. But I decided really the best use of my time was to tell you a little bit about me, because some of you know me well, and some of you have never met me and know nothing about me. So I thought, maybe that's the best use of 10 minutes, because what you want to do is know that there might be a fit with who I am, what I believe in, and what you think you would like in someone as a leader of the college. So I'm hoping this works because my Prezi didn't work very well and I couldn't sync it, so I had to bring my own computer in. So I thought what I'd tell you first off is what I imagine. So my vision is really that we are an integration, the colleges are an integration with the Faculty of Health. And to that end, we would work together as a member of the prioritization of programming for the college / Faculty of Health students. And that said, the college, both colleges, also support students from other faculties, but as per the 2006 Task Force report, the colleges, STONG and Calumet, do report to the Dean of the Faculty of Health. So therefore, working collaboratively with the faculty to look at resources, strategic planning, the kind of work that is required to bring a quality student experience for all students within the college sector. The other thing I imagine is that the colleges are a hub for student life and pride. York pride, college pride, the kind of environment that supports a student in terms of not just academics, but their development, their transition through high school through to being an alumnus, their physical and emotional well-being. And if I really went all out, I'd say I'd like it to be a one-stop shop for all elements of a student's life on the campus. But what I know is that a systems approach is required to support students across the university sector. It isn't enough to have one element or one unit, one department within the campus trying to support all aspects of a student's life on campus. It does require a cross systems approach, and that's what I think the master has to be in order to be able to understand that cross sector level. I also know that student success is very complex and very multidimensional. We could measure student success in a variety of ways. We could talk about incoming GPAs, graduating GPAs, attrition rates, retention rates, but you know, it really doesn't give a good picture of how students manage within the university across the years that they are with us on campus. I also know that engagement is a powerful predictor of success. And engagement at all levels, engagement with peers, engagement with their studies, engagement socially, engagement with recreational activities on campus, but also that it includes collaboration, and collaboration can be with staff, collaboration with, again, with peers, with clubs, with faculty, with fellows, and that level of collaboration, that involvement with students and faculty is something that I believe in strongly, and I believe it enriches an educational experience for students and can cause a make it or break it difference for supporting students in the campus environment. So what I do, I'm pretty good at developing partnerships. I think the people who do know me in this room will attest to some of that. I'm a pretty big systems thinker. Many people would be a little bit concerned at the size of this campus. I just figure if you want something done, you know who to go to in order to create partnerships and have change happen. So I'm pretty good at developing partnerships within the university and also outside. I'm very involved in community outreach and engagement. I've been involved with the Community Engagement Center down at Jane Finch extensively. I've done work on, I co-chaired the Mental Health Steering Committee for the university and was actually the instigator of that group. I do a lot of work internationally. I develop international partnerships, just been in India with the Dean from the Faculty of Health to try to look at international partnerships for all students. And I've been leading the experiential education component of the work through the AIF for the Faculty of Health and looking at a pan-systems approach so that all students have experiential education opportunities in their programs. So I think that's a strength that I bring that that I do okay with. I also am a strong believer in the scholarship of learning. I'd say scholarship of teaching and learning because good learning, good teaching produces solid learning outcomes, and student engagement is a key component of that, and I'm pretty engaged with the literature on all of that. And I think, again, some know me well, I think I create a sense of community in wherever I am, whether it's within a unit, whether it's within the faculty at large, and I also hope within the colleges itself. So that's what I do. What I believe is that it takes a village, and I really, really believe in that concept, and I think the colleges are a wonderful opportunity to create that village, to really have all elements, all players work together to support student life, student groups. I believe in students. I believe that students are extraordinary. I think they have an untapped potential that scratch the surface, and they do amazing things. I have always been blown away by students' ability to achieve and to be amazing. And I think that's because given an opportunity, students want to excel and they want to make a difference. They want to contribute. And so for me, it's allowing that in, giving that opportunity for students to do and be who they want to be. And I think, therefore, the structures of the college and the roles we can play can then bring a more holistic approach to student life. What I value are partnerships, collaboration, mentorship, teams, multidisciplinarity, action. If you want something done, you just have to ask me. I will be the one who does it. And integrity over and above all else. And what I bring is 30 years of academia, 14 of which have been in as an academic administrator. So I've pretty much touched all aspects of administration in some way, shape, or form. Will Gage is at the back, so I would have to acknowledge that the one area of expertise is not the Associate Dean of Research. I left that for him to do. But I've been a leader in many, many areas. Leader in community, leader in, believe it or not, I actually was the president of my own student council way back when I was a student. So, I mean, I've been leader in many aspects of my life as I've moved through it. I believe I'm a change agent. I know it was a long time ago, okay? But I was at one point. I love change. I love to instigate change. I know it's difficult and uncomfortable, but I always see the possibility of the outcome. I'm pretty good at strategic thinking. I've done a lot of strategic planning in my life. I think I bring that as a skill set and have been pretty engaged in creating good operational plans out of good strategic plans. I have a professional commitment to lifelong learning. I am involved in many national, international organizations and have been a lifelong learner myself in continuing education. Just finished my second certificate in university administration. I think I bring a continuity for Stone College. I think I have pretty strong communication skills. And I definitely have passion for everything I do. And to that end, what I commit to is making a difference. And this is just a proverb that I use. It's actually at the front of my dissertation. You know, though a tree grow ever so high, the falling leaves return to the ground. And because of that, it's like, that to me talks about, you know, you can grow in your career, you can provide leadership, but what you do is about returning it to the foundations and to bringing on the next generation and, you know, maybe acorns that fall to the ground and create new leaders. And I think it's a proverb that I sort of live by. And that's what I wanted to tell you about me.
Thank you. Now's the time for questions from the community, the audience. And I think we even have a portable mic. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There should be two. I think you brought two.
Are there questions? Yes.
Portable mic?
Right there.
What the advantage of them using the mic is, because it is recorded, people can hear.
Yeah.
Welcome to the recording part.
Can't hear. It's on.
Try one more time.
Mr.
Hoff. Yep, that's good.
Okay, how's that? All right, so we're back into the recording mode. I was very, very encouraged by your analogy with a tree. And the reason for that is I was part of the roots way back when first president of Stong was here in 1969, and I held a couple of the anniversary or the 10-year celebrations here at Stong. And a tree has roots, and you want to do a bit of continuity, then I would invite you to give some thought to both the forces of the alumni, which there are now several thousand that are not necessarily as connected as they possibly should be or could be to the college and to the university. And the second thing is that when you are looking at traditions and the energy that you can tap into in terms of partnerships, both on campus, off campus,
yeah.
Because a lot of us are off campus at this point, I'm thinking of ways to expand the health concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Over and beyond just the campus itself. I wonder if you could comment on a couple of those.
On both those things? I actually have the responsibility for developing the alumni strategy for the Faculty of Health. And one of the things we were going to tap into exactly that was the colleges and the connections that they have. They've got way better lists, alumni lists, I can assure you, than what you get from the alumni office centrally. So actually to be able to access those alumni from the colleges, two of whom are my sister and my brother-in-law, actually, the second class at Stong. So I think there's so much more we can do with alumni. And one of the things I would like to see them be engaged in is mentorship. The opportunity, I think all students would actually love to be mentored. Or have access to somebody to be advising around career and what's possible with their degree. And so there's that opportunity. I hate the idea of tapping alumni only for purposes of fundraising. And that is often what we do. So we actually have a strategy that I think the colleges are a key component of for tapping into alumni to help support partnership development as well as the idea of mentorship. On the Faculty of Health side, I couldn't agree more. I have a huge network of colleagues in the Toronto area, Greater Toronto area as well, from my years as a nursing director. And we have tons of placements with folks, agencies small and very large in the health field that we use for certain groups of students. Through the experiential education program, what we've been doing is trying to enhance the number of courses that have an experiential education for within community opportunities for students, and trying to get faculty to see the opportunity of engaging in activities that the students can learn about their area of expertise, health, with a community real life experience. So those partnerships are ongoing and being developed all the time. The other thing that I'm doing is this new course that I've been doing this last 6 months, this Agents of Change in a Global World, where the students have actually had to develop, come up with a health issue that they actually then have to go out into the community to address. So I've got students going down to the Bay Center, and students going to the food bank, and students going to the Spread the Net campaign. And so there's lots of opportunities to be able to look at bringing partnership and within community experiences into both curricular and co-curricular activities. So that is very much on the top of my head. I see it as huge. You want to pass the mic over? Thank you.
I was just curious, what's your opinion on the college system, and if you continue as master, how do you plan on adding to it?
The college system in its totality?
Yes.
Well, I've actually, there's very few universities in Canada who actually have colleges, and I happen to have been at three of them, which is rather unusual. I should have said in there I've had experience at four different universities in Ontario. Three of them have college systems, and my first being at U of T. I think the college system has a vital role to play, and I have to say that outside of actually being the master in an interim capacity this year, I really didn't fully appreciate what the college role can be in a student's life. I have to admit that. But I think in a university this size, the opportunity to have a college system where it allows the students to have a sense of community in a smaller bite size of the university at large plays a large role. So I think the college system is works for the university. I think in many ways it could be even better. I think the opportunity to create the college as a much more vibrant hub of activity is sitting there on the horizon to be tapped. And one of the reasons, for example, that we brought our Office of Student Advising and Academic Standards over to Calumet is to breathe new life into the colleges where the students will be, their advising opportunities would be right there as part of their activity here, so that it will be a lot more sort of that one-stop shop thing that I'd really like to see. I mean, I'd like to see a satellite career center here. I'd like to have satellite counseling here. I'd love to have more student clubs here. And I think right now we're in a rather, we're in a very quiet, like almost asleep time. And I think what we need is to sort of shake that up a bit. Shaking the tree, I guess, and the opportunity to make it more interesting, more exciting, more engaging is quite huge in my mind. I hope that answers your question. David. Oh, Ashley's got a mic. Can we go with Ashley first?
So one question that I have, you spoke a lot about Faculty of Health and like, mm-hmm. Yes, both colleges have to report to both faculties. Both colleges are also affiliated with labs programs.
Yep.
So how would you integrate them into the college, whichever college you are a master for, how would you integrate the lab students as well as the health students and make sure that they have a sense of belonging in their own colleges?
Well, we are associated with the Faculty of Health, but the college affiliation is for reporting purposes and budgeting purposes, et cetera, right? The fact of the matter is we house students from other faculties here. Either college has those students in them. And I would like to think that they feel as included as health students in terms of the programming we offer as number one. The programming is the programming for all students in either college, no matter which faculty unit, etc., they belong to, they are, have access to the same programs. So for sure, I would like to think that they know that. How to reach out and be with them even more, I think we could do better. I mean, to just sort of be more available to English students, for example, in Stong, and Schulich students in Calumet. It's interesting because I've got students from both of those units, those faculties in my course. So it's kind of nice because you can actually sort of plant some seeds. I'd love to see more courses actually delivered within the college sector, which kind of, again, involves more students in and around the college, brings them to the college, and allows them to have more faculty interaction. I'd also like, and this may be a little unfair, I'd actually like more interaction with the faculty in English, for example. I know some of them, but you know, I've been here for 4 or 5 months, and I don't know them myself. So I think the more faculty feel engaged with the master's office and what's possible within the clubs, then students will get that permeate down to hopefully them too. And of course, the student government is key to being all inclusive. Is that okay? David.
Alistair, you've expressed an interest.
Can you, I think, yeah, okay, that's fine.
You expressed an interest in being master of either or both mm-hmm. of the colleges, mm-hmm. and there are great similarities between them,
yep.
not least the connection to the faculty of law. But I want to ask you about the differences. What do you see as different or distinctive about Calumet and Stone?
I will probably say that Calumet is very reflective of the presence of psychology, and I mean that's a huge component of Calumet College. And so I think the opportunity to really capitalize on that, especially with the mental health work that I do, would be enormously beneficial. I have a really good relationship with most of the psychology faculty as is, and I think I could really sort of, I don't know, mold that, make something of that. The other big issue, sorry, not issue, but connection with Calumet is the Aboriginal and the Aboriginal partnership with Andayan. And you and I know we've been out to visit it, and we've created some nursing placement opportunities with Andayan that we never had before. And so, again, the Aboriginal connection is really, really important. And again, it speaks to the connection with community engagement. I would say probably Calumet has more leaning towards community engagement and the outreach, but I would not dismiss that. I think Stong has a great propensity and an interest in community, both within and outside of the college itself. But it's very much, it focuses a lot on culture as well and multidisciplinarity. And the health and wellness piece of Stong is huge because of the presence of both kinesiology and nursing students. I think it's huge, and I mean, you just need to look at the intramural work and the stuff that the college government group do here in Stong, and it's very focused on physical and physical health, I would say, and well-being. So there's differences, but I think that's the part that you celebrate, right? You celebrate the uniqueness, and you celebrate the places where you can have them come together.
Yeah. I'm an English kid.
Yeah.
There's several here.
Good.
I actually have a quick question. We're kind of divided in the sense that we have the English department up here, but we also have LAPS, which is all the way in the Curtis Lecture Hall area.
Right.
And we find ourselves kind of drifting back and forth. Some people don't know what's going on, so they send us there. They don't know, they send us back. And it's kind of just this big trek across campus.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas on how to make that a little bit easier for us? Or even just ideas in the sense that they can help us a little bit more, because like you said, it is very health-centric here.
Yeah.
But we, the English majors are still a part of this college.
Yep, they are.
Move, I'm not sure if they are moving, but do you have any ideas?
Well, I think one of the most distressing things for students is exactly what you've been told. The fact that you go to one place and they say that you're supposed to be somewhere else, or that you have to go like five different locations in order to get your questions answered, or just to have to go to class across campus back and forth. It's one of the reasons why we moved OSAS here for health, so that it did create an opportunity for students to go to one place to have their questions answered. I can't change the fact that classes may be in one place and your affiliation and your program office is here, and I know that's not what you're asking, but it is always difficult for students to not know where to go on a campus this size. I was in the HNES off, fourth floor briefly for 5 minutes this morning, and there was a student there wanting to deliver a petition. It was a pre-nursing student, but the course was a biology course, and here she was in HNES, and she had no idea where to put the petition in, science, health, whatever. So part of the concerns, I think, for students always is not knowing who to ask the question of and how to get the right answer. So, but for English, your program office is here, so most of your questions should be located through your program office, I would have thought. Your advising is over in Very Hall.
Did that answer your question?
I'm not too sure that it did.
I wasn't really talking about classes particular. It's more the actual information of where we get our information, like academic
yeah.
and that kind of thing.
So, I mean, the only other thing I could suggest is whether or not we could arrange something that English, information about English for English students is also located here as well as at their advising offices. That's the only thing I could think of. But I think there's lots we could do with English that we aren't, again, tapping right now. Yeah, Betty.
I can tell you something else you could do about English. A large number of the fellows, including myself, are in the English department.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my office most days. You're welcome to stop in
yeah.
and see me.
Yeah.
I'm in 321 Strong.
Good.
And I'll be glad to help out. And mm-hmm. I can tell you who the other fellows are who are English department. This is, actually, that's not the question I was going to raise, but I wanted to ask you, Leslie, if you'd elaborate on the issue of interdisciplinarity or multidisciplinarity, which
mm-hmm.
is related, I think, to everything everybody
mm-hmm.
has been saying. As you know, Stong has a very specific college identity,
yep.
Which is related to, among other things, communications and especially multiculturalism,
mm-hmm.
Which I think ties in very well with the global initiatives of the Faculty of Health,
yep.
and of course sports. These have been our major components for many, many years. And I guess one of the questions I'm asking is, what can we as fellows do to help promote
to enhance that
identity, and what do you see by yeah. way of the future for interdisciplinarity?
Well, again, I, as I've mentioned on my slides, it's something I value. It's something that I promoted. I used to run the interprofessional education monies. I got a ton of money for interprofessional education from the ministry, and to look at things where you can bring units of different disciplines together under a common theme. And just a case in point, mental health, for example, has different disciplinary perspectives on one concept, and it's really useful to be able to bring disciplines together to talk about a concept such as mental health from their different disciplinary lenses. Same with aging. We are really looking at what can we bring from psychology, kinesiology, sociology, communication studies, all technology even, on looking at the study of aging. It's probably the route. And my colleagues who know me well know that the whole global health degree that I wrote is developed, is completely grounded on units coming together to look at global health from many, many different lenses. I mean, this is probably one of the opportunities to bring disciplines together on this campus that hasn't really been seen in a long time. It's called global health, but we've got environmental studies, we've got cultural studies, we've got human rights, we've got refugee studies, we've got education, we've got the potential for engineering, we've got health studies, like all looking at global health and very much enriching the students' experience of global health because of the opportunity to see it and study it from all these different vantage points. And then out of that, the degree actually invites them then to take their own interest area and follow it further as a concentration. So it is something that I'm pretty embedded and committed to. How to do it even better? You know, in a place like Stong, where you've got the opportunity and the potential to tap into this wide variety of expertise through our fellows, et cetera, to help feed the opportunity for programming like that, I'd like to capitalize on that.
Leslie, I want to thank you for this in-depth presentation, which in fact left me no question practically to ask. But I'll ask you one anyway. About the fellows of the college, mm-hmm. are you planning to appoint some fellows from different faculties?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
This is very important.
It's actually kind of as a follow-up to what Betty was asking, really. If we're really trying to bring this interdisciplinary perspective, we probably need to continue to populate our fellows from that various disciplinary lenses.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And the little question is that we have a strong loss of diversity for students, like in the English literature and the fine arts mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. For the gallery. We have lots of money, in fact, to give to students when they apply. I hope that these bursaries will remain within the precincts of the college.
Yes, that is our expectation. And the awards will, our event will probably be April 28th this year, which will include all of the opportunities to give out those awards.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Stephanie.
Hi.
Okay, so as you know, Stong is a very multifaceted community. Although sports are very important, we do a lot of other things as well. We have many community outreach programs. There's actually a section of our council dedicated to just that, particularly the Jane and Finch community.
Yep.
And we offer many other events beyond sports as well. I guess my question is, considering your experience with the Faculty of Health, what is your vision as it pertains to the collaboration of Stong and Calumet?
The collaboration of Stong and Calumet. Well, I guess it could be curricular. You know, have courses that have a blend of students within them, so that there's the academic curricular opportunities to, again. If I take my course that I'm teaching right now as an example, it's really, really cool because I've got a lot of psych, a lot of kin, a lot of health policy and sociology and Schulich students all in this course together, which is really fun. So from an academic perspective, that chance of having the mix of students together is really useful. On a co-curricular level, the programming that we offer and that will be continued to be offered to both groups will continue to allow and encourage that level of collaboration amongst students from both colleges together. And extracurricularly, well, quite frankly, in some cases I feel like I've been a caretaker master for the last 4 or 5 months because it's really hard to try to sort of fill someone's shoes just temporarily, what you think it is temporarily, but I love putting on events. Social events, opportunities to bring people in to celebrate, and to do that together is another opportunity to do things outside of both curriculum and and co-curricular opportunities. So putting on events, awards, is definitely a place to collaborate together.
Hi, Leslie. Can you guys hear me?
All right. Yep.
So in your presentation, you spoke about student involvement and development. So my question would be, from your experience as STONG's interim master, what would you say are the most important student-based prerogatives to work towards next year if you were to get a position for either STONG or CalUMass?
Student-based prerogatives.
Yeah, so based like on student involvement and what you've heard from the community of STONG and the students, what do you think are the most important goals that the students would like to see for next year?
Well, I could read all the flyers that are up on the walls right now. Actually, we had tried to put together a forum to get at exactly that question, to hear from students about what it is that were pressing issues for them, that therefore had to be either brought up and looked at from a constitutional perspective, or to try to inform and move forward the planning for next year. I mean, there's no question, I said this earlier to a more selective group of folks. I have learned so much from Ashley and how your group work as a government. It's been amazing. And so, and I think that's probably why I talk so much about students being amazing, because they are. And you just scratch you, you know, and something else bubbles up. But I think what I'd love to see, although our open forum of February 6th didn't actually occur, is to really have that open dialogue with you about what do you see as priorities. Now, I know there's been some discussion about getting new furniture and getting more money. And, you know, some of those things are achievable. Some of them really aren't, because we're all working on sort of fairly tight budgets these days. But I think there, you know, if there are pressing issues around, you know, obviously community involvement is important. I think students are really interested in civic responsibility and learning how to work with other groups. You know, if I can help engage that and make that happen, that would be definitely something I really get involved in. But I think I'd probably rather hear from you what were the things that were really important in the near term and then the long term, to try to do some strategic planning around it.
Well, in case you weren't aware, we are actually going to have the forum on Wednesday, so we were able to reschedule.
This Wednesday?
Yeah,
we're having general.
Yeah, general.
A general forum. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're in Constitution.
So, okay, so therefore, whatever came out of that, you would share.
Yes.
Great. Good.
Leslie, I know that you are aware and that you have been very instrumental in engaging students and the college with Indigenous population groups in Toronto, and I really value what you've done. What might you do to increase the student engagement into the connection that CalUMA has and drives towards regarding Indigenous communities?
Yeah.
That's the first question. The second question, what might you do to increase this student engagement in Indigenous population groups outside of Canada?
Outside of Canada.
So there's two questions.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go back to my global health degree again, Peter, because why do we talk about global health as opposed to international health? Because a lot of health issues are happening in our own backyard. And the work or lack thereof or attention to Indigenous populations in our own backyard here in Canada is quite, you know, distressing, to say the least. So when we're talking about students learning about local issues, again, if I talk, I keep bringing up this class, I'm sorry, but it's, you know, it's actually quite an exhilarating teaching experience I'm engaged in right now. So a couple of the students are Aboriginal, and they have addressed Aboriginal issues as what they've wanted to look into, and have gone down and explored it on the local level and also sort of on a provincial level. The intent is that they then look at it on a global lens. So you and I have talked a little bit about HIV as an issue, for example, for Indigenous groups. I mean, when people think about it, they think about HIV in Africa. They just sort of think about it outside of our borders, and we know that that's not true. So I think the more we have students engage in health issues at a local, i.e. own backyard, or maybe up north, or somewhere in Canada, as well as the intent is to have students go overseas in this for this degree and actually experiencing working on health issues across the globe. So I'm hoping that those that indigenous groups are our global issue that we need to address more. And that's not just for the Global Health students. I think the potential to get students engaged in those issues, whether they're in kinesiology or nursing, I mean, we do have nursing students working with Aboriginal groups in the city, but health studies, policy, like half students looking at health policy around working with Indigenous groups is huge. I mean, we could tap all of that.
So my question is similar to the person who asked about the English IAPS thing, except there's kind of like this divide between Shule students and Calumet and just like, I guess, generally every other college type student. Mm-hmm. And as a Shule student, like I don't like find that cool at all, but like I was just wondering, like, is there anything that you have an initiative or something like that where you may want to like bring the colleges within, like, I mean the groups within a certain college together? So like for, I guess Song has like a bunch of different programs, so English and whatever else, kinesiology, yeah, together and shooting and like psych. I guess that's my question.
Yeah. Well, quite frankly, probably the best thing for me to do would be go talk to your dean. Because honestly, a lot of it starts with what the dean would like his students to be engaged with, right? If deans were presented with the potential for what the college could do for their students, why not? Like, why would you not have that conversation to say, you know, here I am, I'm working with Calumet, your students are in Calumet, what could we do together to help support them better? And I would do the same with Martin Singer. I'd go and talk with the LAPS dean. He and I have talked a lot, by the way, about English in STONG. And, you know, they often have a plan that we're not privy to, so let's start the conversation with the dean.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, there's one. He's had his hand up before.
Having been part of this Song Government Student Council for the last 2 years,
yeah,
and hopefully next year as well, how do you plan to further improve the bond between the master's office and council?
Ah, excellent. Again, I'll reiterate again, I've learned most from Ashley. That's where I've been absolutely intrigued at how little people know about the colleges outside of the colleges. And what the potential is that's there and untapped. The potential for the master's office to work more closely with the council is, you know, I think that it's wonderful. The potential is huge. But again, I think I've had some engagement with your council and not enough engagement with your council. Let me put it that way. Just through circumstances and traveling and a bunch of things like that. But what I think is really, really important is an open communication line between the council office and the master's office. I know the staff have done their best to be very supportive of the council as best as they can. But I think using the council as a conduit for communication, two-way communication, is probably the best thing that we should be doing.
I think we have time for one more question.
I personally, and I think a lot of people in this room can attest to this, but I haven't really seen you around or seen you engage in a lot of the student events. So can you tell me what
Where
exactly
I am?
You do as an astronaut?
Oh, that's not interesting. It's so true. I've been up in the office as often as I can be. I've been here as of September. I have a second job. I've been also the special advisor to the Dean of the Faculty of Health. So a lot of my meetings have also been in HNES as well as here and across campus. So I do a lot of work still within the Faculty of Health offices as well as supporting students here. So I'm sorry you haven't seen me enough. Did you come to the master's breakfast?
Yes.
Okay, good. I saw you there then. If I was here on a permanent basis, you'd see a lot more of me. Let me put it that way.
Given that our next candidate hasn't come yet, Marla, I think you had your hand up.
I don't have a question for Leslie.
Sure.
Because I'm satisfied with everything you said. But I want to make one thing very clear. This is a search for a master postdoc and one for Calumet.
Correct.
This is quite clear, right?
Yes.
What if one is declared failed search? What would happen in that case?
I would assume that the dean, that I would write a letter to the dean recommending an interim master for a year while there is a search again next year. And at least, hopefully, we will nail at least one of the two positions.
But this, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I would like this to be clear that there should not be one master for two colleges.
The dean has made that clear. He's also made that clear to UFA, the Faculty Association. So I don't think that's going to happen. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.